You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
In the global export world, New Zealand has a corner on the market for...
My dear Frodo, you asked me once if I had told you everything there was to know about my adventures. While I can honestly say I have told you the truth, I may not have told you all of it.
Bilbo, Frodo, get your hobbits. Get them while they're hot. Last night, the Hot Hobbits of Peter Jackson's latest film of the J.R.R. Tolkien books premiered. The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, premiered in New Zealand, bringing to a climax a long, sometimes strange relationship between a nation, an industry, and millions of rabid fans. Colin Peacock has been closely following the Hobbit movie hype, from elven enthusiasm to altered labor laws. Peacock hosts the program Media Watch on Radio New Zealand. Welcome to the show, Colin.
Hi, John.
So let's just establish the connection between Tolkien and New Zealand. There isn't one but for Peter Jackson, yes?
That's absolutely right, or Sir Peter Jackson, as we must call him now in this country. He's really founded that. And I suppose that is the extraordinary achievement, because this premiere that we've had and all the public festivities, the tens of thousands of people gathered in what's a pretty small harbourside capital city here to celebrate this. I mean, the thing that's different from 10 years ago, when the first of the Lord of the Rings films had a very similar festival premiere, is that in that time, Peter Jackson's built up a real cutting-edge movie production facility right here in Wellington that simply wasn't there before. So making the movies, getting to the top of that Hollywood structure is one thing, an extraordinary achievement for Peter Jackson as a New Zealander, and one that all New Zealanders celebrate almost universally. But to have actually created that industry, brought it home to the point where people like James Cameron also come here to make their films, that really is something that's been built up in that time. And there's more than hype behind that.
From a teenage New Zealander's perspective, is it possible to say, I'm going to grow up and work for Peter Jackson and head over, knock on the door of the facility and actually apply for being an elf or an extra or someone who works the trees, you know, something like that?
You know, as we know, about 18 months ago when this production of the movie was underway, there was this extraordinary labor dispute, which led to Warner Brothers basically cutting a much stronger deal with our government here, getting itself what's just shy of 100 million New Zealand dollars in kind of public money support for the production. The government here was willing to meet with them and change our labor laws such that if you want to work on the movies here in New Zealand, you know, you can be assured, or Warner Brothers and the international producers can be assured, they don't actually have to employ anybody. It'll all be done by contractors.
I've heard it said that New Zealand is a country with more sheep than people, which would suggest perhaps it is in need of some identity for New Zealand, independent of all the other things we know New Zealand for.
Well, absolutely. But again, that gives some people pause for thought. Now, for 10 years or so, our national tourism slogan has been 100% pure, and images of the green scenery and so on that we have to offer. Now, when The Lord of the Rings started to be filmed here and that scenery became available on the silver screen all around the world, well, of course, the government here and the whole industry, the tourism industry, really wrapped itself around it. And now, with The Hobbit, they've adapted that slogan into 100% Middle Earth. And you can see all the people here who have bought into that enormously, of the tens of thousands who were there to see the premiere and to meet the stars and so on today in Wellington. Well, there you could see this total enthusiasm for that. Others are saying, though, this has gone a bit too far. I mean, when you come into the country now, you're given the official immigration stamp in your passport, says welcome to Middle Earth. Wellington, where I'm speaking to you now from, it's been called the middle of Middle Earth.
You know, you could be grateful that it's not Gangnam Style, right?
We could indeed. It's something a little more classy than that. But my mind does go back to when the first Lord of the Rings movie was produced and the premiere happened. There was so much hype around that. In Australia, our rival nation, of course, to the west of us,
I've heard
Western
of
Island. Yeah, we'd like to call it. We'd like to bear in mind what they're up to in the Western Island. The Sydney Morning Herald newspaper ran an opinion piece by one of its writers saying, I can't quite figure out why New Zealand is so keen on this image of Middle Earth, because do they really want the world to see their country as a kind of mossy, foresty, dark little place which is populated by strange little men with three hairy toes? And, you know, the next day there was a New Zealander living in Sydney who was allowed to publish a rebuttal who said, well, okay, that's a fair point, but if you take the Mad Max movies, which Australia is famous for, well, you know, there you have the problem because the rest of the world thinks that those are documentaries.
So can I buy a condo on Mordor?
You probably can't. Most of those are in exclusive locations or in part of our national parks. And, I mean, right now we have the problem as well, Mount Doom and so on. We have volcanic eruptions. You may have heard about that. So as one writer said, it was extraordinary that when the volcano on Tongariro, which blew up last week, right next door to Mount Doom, which is the volcano Ruapehu, said it was just extraordinary that when they kept the tourists away and took the school groups off the mountain, rushed them all to safety, that they didn't erect big banners that said, "You shall not pass."
Well, you know, if you need some elves and trolls, you definitely have them at your disposal and they can accomplish most anything. Colin, thanks so much.
No worries, John.
Colin Peacock is the host of Media Watch on Radio New Zealand, watching the tsunami of interest in premiere of The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, Peter Jackson's latest film of the J.R.R. Tolkien books.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of Shire, lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. With his long wooden pipe, fuzzy woolly toes, he lives in a hobbit hole and everybody knows him. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Now hobbits are peace-loving folks, you know. They're never in a hurry and they take things slow. They don't like to travel away from home. They just like to eat and be left alone. But one day Bilbo was asked to go on a big adventure to the caves below to help some dwarves get back their gold that was stolen by a dragon in the days of old. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, is only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Well, he fought with the goblins. He battled a troll. He riddled with Gollum. A magic ring he stole. He was chased by wolves, lost in the forest, escaped in a barrel from the Elf King's halls. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Home in the land of Shire, that brave little hobbit whom we all admire, just sitting on a treasure of silver and gold, puffing on his pipe in his hobbit hole. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.